Ever hear of Representative Kevin Brady, member of the House of Representatives and Republican from Texas? Good man. Really good man if you are a conservative or a Christian, or both. Mr. Brady is the Texas chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Brady wants last-minute legislation, conservatively oriented, and sorely needed to correct the new tax act and to make things right, really right for pastors and churches, before the progressives, the radicals, and the anti-religionists, also known as the Democrats, take over. For us Christians and conservatives, Brady and his bunch of conservative lawmakers decided it was finally time to do away with the nefarious Johnson Amendment. That amendment, passed in the age of the presidency of Lyndon Johnson at or about 1964, forbade pastors to lecture, proselytize, or even preach about political issues of any kind from the pulpit, or with respect to church ministry generally. And that has been a gross constitutional error. In fact, a direct defiance of the Constitution with respect to free speech and free worship. Now, for well over one half century, Brady and Company added what is termed a Free Speech Fairness Act to the tax reformation, which, if it passes, God willing, would finally topple the Johnson Amendment and give churches the right to speak freely on the moral issues of the day without fear of IRS backlash. Not only is that the right thing to do, the constitutional correction so necessary, but it would also be a victory for President Donald John Trump, whose first promise to evangelicals on the campaign trail was that he would get rid of the Johnson Amendment, get rid of it once and for all. It now seems very likely to happen. May it be so. And that would be an answer to prayer for millions of Christians and rabbis and imams and any who are involved with churches and their ministries and who speak from pulpits. They would once again have their constitutional right to free speech. The major consideration is the removal altogether of any possibility of IRS backlash. Under the anti-Christian presidency of Obama, the IRS was unleashed against churches and conservative organizations, especially under the unlawful leadership of Lois Lerner. And so many pastors were intimidated, refusing to deal with those issues within the church ministry. But there were many courageous pastors who did in fact stand up and defy this Johnson Amendment, believing wholeheartedly it was illegal and certainly immoral. A special breed of missionaries these men and women were. But if, or rather when, this Free Speech Fairness Act passes, no pastor need look over his or her shoulder when dealing with the moral or even political issues of the day. All nonprofit 501c3 leaders of any nonprofit organization will be free to exercise their constitutional right and say what they want to say when they want to say it. Make it happen, Mr. Brady. Make it happen, for it is the right thing to do. It is the constitutional thing to do. And another thing, House Republicans are righting a 2017 wrong with regard to a provision included in the Tax Overhaul Reform Act, known as the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. There was included a little known, did you know about this? A little known or advertised provision in that act, which directly affects churches, synagogues, mosques, and any other religious organizations. That provision introduced a new policy which would allow the IRS to tax nonprofit organizations. Tax nonprofit organizations, including houses of worship, which offer as part of compensation paying the cost of parking and transit benefits to their employees. This little-known provision now comes into play, and it effectively creates an income tax on churches and other houses of worship. Can you believe that? This imposition of the tax burden on churches and religious schools and other charities is a shocking change in the federal government's orientation toward these organizations of goodwill. This new federal policy would require such organizations to file Form 990-T and pay taxes every year. Not right. That would then require the organizations to file state tax returns and undoubtedly pay state income tax as well, and perhaps local tax also. Then, of course, comes the necessity for every nonprofit organization to change their accounting, to introduce new regulatory compliance policies, and, of course, increase costs and expenses in so doing. The new Tax Act revisions would render null and void existing Section 512A7. 512A7. And, as has existed from the time of the Constitution 1787, keep the federal government, the IRS, from taxing these organizations of goodwill which serve the most vulnerable people in our communities. Founders of our Constitution believe strongly that the power to tax is the power to destroy. Boy, is it ever. If the government can tax nonprofit organizations, it can eventually, in fact, destroy them. That cannot be allowed to happen. Representative Mark Walker introduced legislation which would repeal the section, and so did Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. Ah, let us hope and pray, my fellow Americans and fellow Christians and conservatives. Let us hope and pray that this section will be repealed, and the traditional fairness with respect to the taxation of nonprofit corporations fully restored. And one more thing in this hopefully to be passed Retirement Savings and Other Tax Relief Act of 2018, one more thing. There is a provision in this new act which would most wonderfully recognize that unborn children, are you listening to this? That unborn children are in fact human beings. Oh, wow. And consequently comprehended by the tax code for the very first time. Wouldn't that be an answer to prayer? What a blow that would be to the abortionists, and perhaps open other opportunities to think in terms of these real children, not just fetuses, these real children having rights well beyond the tax code. May it be so someday. This new law would allow parents and grandparents or other relatives to open 529, 529 educational savings accounts, ESAs, for an unborn child. Oh, wouldn't that be terrific? So they can begin saving for their education right away while they're in the womb. Wonderful. Other relatives of the baby to come would also have the same rights. Experts predict this will be difficult to pass in both House and Senate, but there is every good chance that it may. We who despise abortion can only hope and pray that this provision passes, for even though it would not eliminate this dastardly act, it would at least stir the public consciousness and the debate and perhaps allow for some further restrictions to this murderous procedure. If this new act passes, it would be absolutely outstanding, Mr. Brady, absolutely outstanding for America and right for our Constitution, and a tremendous victory for churches and Christians everywhere.